Okay, I've got about 3.5 minutes left here. I'm going to run off some names of fighters who you've managed and you've been associated with, and I'll ask you, where are they now? Orlando Canizales, the best bantamweight statistically as far as title offenses were concerned in history. What's he doing?
Orlando, you know, crazily enough, you know, there aren't too many guys you could say this about. Both Orlando and his brother, Gabby, after reaching the epitome of professional sports in being champions of the world, both went back and got four-year college degrees.
Wow.
And Orlando works for the city of Laredo now. You know, he was a government major. And he's, you know, he also works with kids, you know, giving back to the community on the side. And he's doing great down in the, you know, the city of Laredo's, you know, grown from a sleepy little town to, you know, one of the huge border crossings in the, you know, on an international level. So he's doing well. The city's doing well, and they appreciate him because he always represented well for them.
Okay, now if you do that with my next two names or three names, we'll be here in like till midnight. So you got to cut this short. What's Frank Tate doing? 1984 Olympic gold medalist, former IBF 160-pound title holder.
Frank's doing well. Listen, he's had his own business, and he's currently training some fighters. He's got some good. He's got an undefeated prospect, the Beast, as we call him down here. Sylvester White is like a 18-19-20-1 world-rated light heavyweight. Frank's training fighters down here at a Hank's gym, and you know, everybody loves him.
Silky Calvin Grove, what's Calvin up to?
Silky Smooth is a union construction job outside of Philadelphia, works hard, still probably within 10 pounds of his fighting weight. I'd hate to, you know, try to arm wrestle him. He's in great shape, takes great care of himself. He's raising four boys that he had, and, you know, he's a credit to his community of Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, switching gears from your stable to tonight's fights. Who wins? Tavares Cloud, 24-0, 19 stops, or the old man Bernard Hopkins, 52-6-2, 32 whacks?
You know, it's hard for me to root against Hopkins. Always been a big fan of his. But Cloud is a young beast, aggressive guy. I love what they said when they weren't going to consider the Campillo fight because Cloud looked so bad, got such a boxing lesson in it. But I know he's been out there at Big Bear training real hard for 6-8 weeks, and I think we'll have, you know, it's hard to tell, turn the page. You know how noncommittal I am. I don't have a
man, you ain't lying. You just wasted like a minute and a half of radio saying nothing, Bob Spagnuolo.
Appreciate that.
I love you. Say hello to your daughter and your wife for me, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Pete.
Much respect, folks. The, what did I say, good friend of mine. Happy to have him on the show. God, he was with me back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, boxing. The next hour, mixed martial arts. UFC stars, that's right. We're talking Uriah Faber and Chael Sonnen on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We listen to